Mr. Wallace, how are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderfully well this morning, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. A story recently I found online talked about the Lansing School District's having an $11 million deficit to deal with, and many ideas have been looked into to cut that deficit, including closing Sexton High School, which I think is interesting from several different aspects. Number one, enrollment is declining there. Number two, the building is kind of old. And number three, it would save a lot of money. I wanted you to talk about that.
Well, you are absolutely correct in terms of the monumental challenge that faces the school district. Double-digit potential deficit, nothing new. We've been having this conversation since 2007 when I arrived and predicted 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years out, this structural deficit will continue. Local school districts are held in a headlock and can't fix it. All that we can do is chip away at the deficit by making recommendations for significant cuts. This year is obviously our most serious challenge, and we have had some discussions about how to do that. Tony, essentially, there has been no discussion to close Sexton High School. And I want to reiterate that. I'm not sure of the origin of that rumor, but it occurred 2 years ago and still seems to be out there somewhere. Suffice it to say, what the Board of Education and the superintendent is saying, everything is on the table. And when it comes to school closings, but no definitive discussions have taken place regarding the closing of any facility.
So
now, going forward,
so even though we just talked about it, at this point in time, there is no school building, including Sexton High School, that has been discussed in closing, although that will any school closing could be on the table.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
That is an accurate statement. We know that we've got to make reductions, but you do it in a very research-oriented, calculated basis with the involvement of community. In no way would we make some kind of announcement like that, and our public hasn't had the opportunity to weigh in. So what we said this past weekend is that everything is on the table. The board has asked the administration to look carefully at our schools and involve the community and come back in the very near future with some solid recommendations that can be discussed.
Have you had an opportunity to talk with anyone from the Rick Snyder administration in efforts to perhaps get increased funding from the state?
We have not, but certainly that's where I think we need to go as a school district, as school districts across the state, because there's a promise there of looking at things differently, putting education as a high priority, and we hope that that includes taking significant actions to correct the structural deficit. Absent that, you'll continue to find districts going under, and that number, as we speak, is around 46 districts in the state of Michigan that find themselves in deficit. Lansing is not in deficit, and we're trying to stay out of deficit by making the hard and tough decisions.
Well, $11 million is a lot of money, so I would imagine you're looking at a lot of different options. And from what I understand, one of those may be at the start of the first of the year, some potential layoffs in January.
That is correct. We have formulated this laundry list of potential mid-year cuts. The next 30 to 45 days, we will be massaging that list, and we will be bringing recommendations to our Board of Education mid-year reductions.
I wanted to ask you about your online learning. I know that you did this in order to help with the budget issues and challenges that you had in this current calendar year. But I also wanted to get a report card, if you will, on how that effort is going and how is it working with the students and the teachers.
Well, we started off almost at capacity. We were looking for 180 students at the Sexton site, three sessions, and we were upwards, very close to 170, which means that we did very well in projecting the need for that site. Youngsters are progressing. They are self-paced. They are obtaining credits as we anticipated. And I would give the program a very favorable rating at this point in time. And even further, the groundwork has been laid to replicate this program at Eastern and at Everett for the second semester.
Well, it just seems like a monumental task ahead of you, Mr. Wallace. I know probably a multitude of things is going to have to be done to find the black in this upcoming budget. I would imagine it's going to be some tough choices to make.
Probably the toughest that we have experienced in the Lansing School District. Keep in mind, over my last 3 years, we've cut over $35 million. And that is huge, astronomical, if you will. And just the thought of an additional $11 million is staggering. But we'll get it done. And what I would say to the community, we will do it to make sure that it's not at the expense of our academic programs and the opportunities for our students.
Well, it seems like it would be a challenge to do that when you have less people who are going to have to take on more responsibility. I would imagine they're going to have less time to spend with students. So wouldn't that be a challenge?
It is a challenge, but we try to keep it from the level closest to the child. And that means looking at support personnel and those services that are important but are not directly services in the classroom. That's our goal. We can't always accomplish that, and there is, you know, some seepage there, and occasionally you'll hear that we have reduced our teaching staff, and as enrollment goes, it determines if we're able to call those individuals back. Well, we've had a great deal of success in the past years with calling those individuals back. But it's winter, Tony, and this is truly tough sledding.
And finally, before we let you go, Superintendent Wallace, where do you stand on your plan that you recently submitted to the state of Michigan for restructuring Eastern High School and getting that school in a proper fashion to graduate everyone and handle your business when it comes to those numbers?
The plan has been submitted to the state. The state is reviewing it. The initial feedback is that we are on track, and the plan contains those elements that the state was looking at. We expect a favorable nod in the next few weeks, and we will proceed with the implementation to bring Eastern online.
All right, Mr. Wallace, we always appreciate your candor and willingness to talk about these tough subjects in these tough times. Thanks so much, sir, and enjoy your day.
And thank you, Tony.